When is the right time or the best time to meal plan? Something commonly asked in the nutrition space, in the health space, when you're trying to lose weight, we kind of ask for a ballpark figure. But actually, we're all individual, we're all unique. Now, I know some of us don't like hearing that, but it's the truth. It is absolutely the truth. I can't tell you to go and meal plan in the morning on a Sunday. You might be waking up to go to church on a Sunday. You might have a lie-in on a Sunday. Me telling you to go and meal plan and then you try to do it and you know it doesn't work, that ain't gonna work. But when is the best time to meal plan? Grab your notepads, Apple or Android or physical, because today I'm about to make your life a whole lot easier. If you're ready, tell a friend to tell a friend, it's about to go down. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I want to welcome you back. If you're new here, welcome to the show. My name is Verona and I'm a meal planning coach. I'm quite honest, tell it as it is, and I will just tell you honestly where I'm at, what I'm doing, in order to help you make meal planning a lot easier for you so you don't feel like you have to force yourself to eat chicken, broccoli, and rice when you know you do not like chicken or broccoli. But today we're going to be covering how you can understand meal planning, the calendar check, payday planning. Oh, come on, did somebody say payday? Seasonal seasons. Try to say that fast a few times. Before you go to the grocery store, there are some things that you need to do the night before, and the flexible planner. Which one are you? Are you the one who goes to the grocery store without a plan? Because I've been that one too. You know you go to the grocery store, right? And you're like, oh, you walk around the grocery store like you're walking around the museum or an amusement park, or you've just landed at Disneyland, Florida, and you've never been to Disneyland, Florida before. And you're like, oh my gosh, Mickey. And as old as you are, as old as you are, you want to take photos, you're like, Mickey, and he doesn't speak, you know, he or she, whoever it is, could be a she in there, you know, they don't even speak to you, but you're so starstruck, and you actually forget what you're trying to do, and then you realize you get so starstruck that you're supposed to queue up for this big attraction ride. I've never been, so I don't know what the rides are, but you're supposed to queue up, and you're so starstruck by Mickey that you miss your queue, and then you have to wait double time. That's the same thing when you're going to the grocery store. You're missing your queue. You get so starstruck by the foods in there, the offers that you don't need, that you've already got in your house, that you end up buying things that you don't need. So you miss it entirely, and then you waste your coin. And then you wonder why you cannot meal plan and you cannot meal prep. Let me tell you, I've been there. This year, 2024, I've been there. 2023, I've been there. Way before I was a nutrition coach, I have been there. I'm on day 7 right now and I'm going to shout it from the rooftops because this is such an achievement for me. If you want to join me, come on and say, hey, that I have not bought fast food. Now, if you know me, you know that I buy fast food. I am a nutrition coach. Absolutely. I'm a meal prep coach. Absolutely. But first and foremost, before any title, I am human. And there are days where I'm going to be like, you know what? I don't want anything that's in the fridge. I want fast food. I want a Mickey D's. I want those fresh fries that come out at 11 a.m. and they're crispy. They're golden. Oh my goodness. I want what I want and I get what I want. However, my body doesn't actually like those foods. And so I learned growing up just to bypass those signals and to bypass and just to ignore them. But it cost me my health. It cost me my health. It cost me my confidence. And I got fat. Listen, I'll tell you, I'm straight up here. I don't hide it. I don't pretend. I don't mince my words. I'm going to tell you how it is. Because if this helps set somebody free from being addicted to food and addicted to overspending, especially when it comes to takeaway, I'm all for it. This is what I do as a coach. But understanding meal planning is the topic that we were going to talk about today. Because you know, when I tell a story, I can just go off wild. But we're talking about how I used to hate meal planning and now I'm a meal planning coach. I mean, how does that even happen? I mean, thank you, God. If you didn't know, I'm a Christian. But you can skip all of this part if you want to go straight to tip number one. Because I know some of you do want to go to tip number one. But some of you are here for the accent and my quirky life. Because to be fair, I can't be anyone else but me. And recently, okay, wait, I'll wait till this. Remind me. I'll wait to share this story in a second. But understanding meal planning. First off, Let us get on the same page about what real planning. Yeah, because when we are meal planning, right, we're actually being real at the same time. But no, let's get on the same page about what meal planning really means. Because when it comes to meal planning, right, it isn't just about deciding, what am I going to eat? I mean, yeah, that is a part of it, but that's not the whole thing. It's actually about you organizing the decisions ahead of time so you can make your week smoother and your meals a lot more healthier and enjoyable. I mean, have you ever tried to eat broccoli every day? I mean, the kids may love it. I mean, okay, if you don't like broccoli, because there are some people that love broccoli. I mean, I don't know where you come from, but that's not me. No, I'm joking. All jokes aside. And there are other people of you who love Brussels sprouts. No, absolutely not. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Not me. Anyhow, but you might love that. Forget about that. If you love Brussels sprouts, if you love broccoli, then this don't apply to you. Chicken, broccoli and rice. For me, the reason why I come up with the same chicken, broccoli and rice is because that's all we see in the nutrition space. And even before I became a nutrition coach, that's all I saw everybody eating. White rice, if I'm Black Caribbean, there's no gravy on the rice. The chicken breast, dang, the chicken breast looks about as white as the rice. And then you've just got a big old bright, beautiful, actually no, it's not bright. It's brown broccoli. Broccoli ain't supposed to be brown. It's supposed to be green. You done cooked all the nutrients out of the green broccoli and you think that's what you got to do for meal prep? I really can't. And so that's what my picture of meal planning was. And I don't know if you're the same, because we start out with that best intentions in the world because we come from diets, right? And dieting tells us that we can't have this. And then it makes it even worse. We see gym trainer Brad or gym trainer Brittany, and she's bodied. When I say bodied, I mean, you know, she's slim, she's lean, she's muscly. And she's like, hey guys, if you want to have some meal planning, this is what you got to eat. You got to eat chicken, broccoli and rice. And we don't know what gym trainer Brittany is eating behind closed doors. I mean, am I going to talk to somebody today? But it's true. All joking aside, what did I just have? I had a smoothie. Wow, that smoothie has given me some energy. Man, if you lot don't have linseed in your life, go and get yourself some ground linseed. That will give you some energy. And that's all I've just had. Girl. Anyhow, it's true though, isn't it? We can come from a dietary perspective where we're told that we can't have this food. Then all of a sudden, gym trainer Brad, he's buff, she's buff, gym trainer Brittany, and then we've got to try and follow them. When you know your belly is almost touching your toes, your breast is also on its way down to your knees, and it's like, how? Because the last babies, it doesn't suck the life out of them, and it's like, you know what, where are they going? And you're off, oh my goodness, what happened to me today? I think I should come with this energy for every episode. I mean, some of you wouldn't be able to handle me, but most of you would be like, she keeps it real. This is what I do here. I mean, I just can't be anything else, but this is how the Lord has made me, to be honest like this. But it's true. Sometimes we can understand or we have this picture or perception of meal planning that it's boring. The thing is, when we're eating those kind of boring foods and we're doing those same things, expecting that we're going to look like gym trainer Brad in 2 days, girlfriend, we've got it the hardest, because if you've got an extra bit of fat to lose, gym trainer Brad don't know what it's like to burp a baby or put a baby to sleep and the baby's got colic. He don't know what it's like to have sagging boobs and then a sagging belly to go with it, and then postpartum and your child is 5 years old. He don't know a damn thing. And gym trainer Brittany, let me stop. Let me behave myself, because we might go somewhere that we're not supposed to go. But it's true. When we understand that meal planning is actually something that you can make more enjoyable, this is where the thing changes, because it changed for me. And then becoming a meal planning coach and an author at the same time, I'm like, say what now? Who is she? She is me. But it's true. When you actually start to look at things like this, if you're somebody who likes tacos, you like Chipotle, you can actually meal plan Chipotle. I'd be careful if you are going to do that or you're going to get takeaway from somewhere else and have that for a week. Because if you want to go to the toilet, do that. Chipotle are doing those things now where you can have like a family platter that can either last you for a whole meal or you can save it for lunch the next day. But you need to be wary of when they prepared the meat, how they prepared the meat, because you do not want food poisoning. Okay, if you are going to choose to do that. Number two, calendar check. Believe it or not, the best time to start to plan is after you've had a good look at your week. I don't know how many times I've had clients or I've tried to do it myself where I have double booked myself and I could have sworn there was nothing in my calendar. I've begun to be a little bit scatterbrained these days. I don't know why, but you know, hey, this is just where we are at. Or you know where you leave your messages unread? Some of you have got 20,000 emails unread. If you've got an iPhone and you've got about 50 million emails and chats on WhatsApp that are open and you dare not open them because you leave them as a remembrance for you to open them. But if you open them, that means in that moment, the person's going to say back to you, come back to you and say to you, Did you get my message? And you're like, wait, what message? Listen, I used to be one of those people. But now I'm the opposite. I'm the person that's like, or I'll open a message and forget to reply. It's like, you know what? Time, busy. Listen, I ain't got time. I love you, but right now I don't have time. But this is what happens when it comes to the calendar check. Sometimes we don't have time, but then we do. We secretly do have time. I mean, we all have the same hours in a day. Whether we like that saying or not, I know people get annoyed with that saying, but it's, listen, I told you I'm here to tell you the truth. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. How you manage your time and how I manage mine is going to be very different. And if you've got an issue with time management, then that's what we need to deal with. We need to address the time management. If you're somebody who sits and you chomp on pretzels, whether they're gluten-free or not, and then you're watching Netflix or you're watching other films and whatever else, of course you're not going to have time because the time that you do have, you're spending on things that aren't really important. You get my point, yeah? But when you start to do the calendar check, even if you've got a busy Wednesday, plan a meal that's quick or even plan for leftovers. If you're somebody who has a free Sunday evening, you don't need to be cooking for 8 hours on a Sunday evening. Even if you see people, gym trainer Brad or gym trainer Brittany or Beth doing the same thing, you don't need to do what they do. They give you ideas, they give you inspiration, look at the food. And if you're saying, remember, because Instagram and whatever else and social media is a snippet of their life. Could you imagine if you were having to have a secret camera in her life? They might have 1 million followers. They might have millions of views on each and every reel. But imagine if she's smiling for the camera and then the secret camera picked up that she actually throws the food away. Then we see what she's really eating. I'm going to tell you straight. If I eat Wendy's, I eat Wendy's. I'm going to tell you straight. But that's the thing. We look at these people and we're like, oh my gosh, I've got to eat what she has. I've got to do what these. No. If you don't like broccoli like I do, why are you going to force yourself to eat broccoli? Meal planning and healthy eating is not just broccoli. Okay. Your meal prep goldmine is either planning a quick meal or leftovers, especially if you've got short, limited time. Number 3, payday planning. It's almost payday around here for us. We're in Easter now and we've got a long weekend. Thank God, because this week has been a busy week. Oh my. Anyhow, when it comes to payday, you might find it easier to plan right after payday. That's when you know your budget. You can stock up on your necessities and then you can start to put some coin on some quality ingredients for those special recipes that you've been eyeing up. And if you haven't been eyeing up any recipes, girlfriend, you need to find some recipes that you're like, oh, I want to make that. Look for recipes. Put in a recipe name. Do what you need to do, but find something that you want to try. Even if it don't come out good, you've tried it and then you can perfect it. We're not talking about you trying to be master chef here. If it's edible for you to eat, we're good. We've accomplished something. But if it's inedible, even a dog don't eat it, then we've got some work to do. Okay? And you can go to the website over on the recipes page and then find some recipes that will help you do that, to give you the steps, to give you the ingredients, to give you the grocery plan. So you've got a step-by-step thing of what you need to do. You just go and do it and then you follow the ingredients, the guidelines, and then just make it like that. Follow it to a T. Then once you get better with it, then you can add your extra spice to it, because seasonings, it gonna change the game. And speaking of seasonings, you're getting savvy with the seasons that you're in. Now, when you're doing some meal planning, one of the biggest things that you can do to make your meal planning so much easier is tap into the seasons for meal planning inspiration. If you don't have any, you better find some. Now, we're in spring now at the time of recording this episode. Anyway, spring season, spring forward, leap backwards and all that kind of stuff. I can't remember what it is. And spring is a season of new. It's a new season. For me, I'm reminded of Isaiah 40. Oh, let me. No, my Bible. Oh, Lord. What is the Bible verse? Oh, nope. That is not the one. I think it's Isaiah 43. Oh, Lord Jesus. What is it? 40, 31. Oh, gosh. Isaiah 43, verse 19. See, I told you it was that one. Lies. Isaiah 43, verse 19. A Bible scripture in the New International Version says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." All right, let's get a different version, because I quite like some versions that speak a little bit like us. Did you know yet? There's a Jamaican version of the Bible. I haven't seen it yet. Oh, there's another version here that says, this is a voice version. "Watch closely. I'm preparing something new. It's happening now, even as I speak, and you're about to see it. I'm preparing a way through the desert. Waters will flow where there had been none." Oh, this is such an amazing promise. One more version. LMNO. Oh, let's go to the Message version. So the Message version says it like this. Okay, it's expanded it. So he says, "Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the borderlands. Don't keep going over old history. Forget about what's happened." I mean, the word of God is just so amazing. But My point here, before I get lost again, my point here was, when it comes to spring, when it comes to new season, just like God is doing something and he's creating a new thing, that's something that we can do in our nutrition and every area of our life. It isn't just seasonal produce because it's fresher and cheaper, but it actually also gives your meal plan variety throughout the year. So you're not eating the same thing every day. I'm telling you, by Tuesday, I'm ready for something new. Monday and Tuesday, my meal plan goes a little bit like that. Monday and Tuesday, the same two things. So I don't have the same two things for lunch. I swap them. So for example, if I have tacos for lunch, I'll have that for dinner on Tuesday and, you know, etc. Come Wednesday, that's where I decide, all right, am I eating out or not? Well, now I'm not eating out unless I'm going out to meet somebody. Thursday and Friday, then I'll stick to a meal plan or I'll make fresh, depending on what season of life I'm in and season it actually is. Plus, it's also a great way to celebrate the flavors of the season and the ones that you can and you can't cook very well. If you can't cook them very well, like I can't cook rice very well, you're going to adapt. Okay. Number five, the no-brainer before you go to the grocery store. Plan your meals before you go. I mean, the key is in the name, meal plan. Sorry to point out the obvious there, but this will help you shop smarter. Have you ever gone to the supermarket? You know the example I just gave you, and you spent stupid money? It's because you don't have a plan. You avoid buying things that you don't need, and then you make sure that you've got everything ready for the week ahead. Now, when I'm telling you this, I'm not doing it myself, you know. I've got loads of food in the fridge that I don't actually need to buy anything additional this week. I've just got into a routine where I buy stuff every single week. I'm not doing it this week because there's stuff in the fridge, there's stuff in the freezer, there's lots of stuff. There's a whole big bag of frozen vegetables that I've got from Costco. There's some fish that I've got from Costco. I don't need to buy anything else right now from Amazon. It's going to feel weird because I'm used to doing it every single week. And Amazon will message me and say to me, oh, we thought you'd like this. No, you didn't. You just started to get into your algorithm. Leave me alone. I'll buy when I need to buy. But once you do it like this, I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. It's going to help you save some coin. If planning a whole week seems daunting, try nightly planning. You heard it here first, okay? Tell everybody this is where you heard it here first. Take a few minutes every evening to decide and prep for the next day's meal. Sometimes some of us have only got the brain space or the brain power or the mind space or whatever the word is to do one thing at a time. It might mean cooking every single day, but if that's the bandwidth that you've got at this time, don't worry about no one else. Do what you have the capacity to do. What kind of said a word? Do what you have the capacity for. It's like, you know how sometimes if you go to the gym, well, not everybody does this, but some, you see influencers. I don't do it. Oh, actually, I lie. I do it. I hang up my clothes. I don't, you know, do the little Instagram reel, but I will set out my gym outfit the night before. It's the same thing as that, but you're doing it for your stomach. And lastly, the best plan is a flexible one. You know, life happens, right? Meetings run late because people like me right now, they like to talk. Kids have surprise events. Kids start to become a surprise. Oh, hello. Oh, I've been late. Yeah. And sometimes you just don't feel like cooking. I get all of these things, but I'm still here. If you're not following me on Instagram, go and follow me on Instagram at Lose Weight and Meal Planning. If you don't have Instagram, go and follow me on Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, what are you doing? No, if you don't have Facebook, then you can follow me on YouTube at Lose Weight with Meal Planning. If you don't have a YouTube, what are you doing? If you subscribe to the podcast, you'll know when the next podcast is coming out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at the time of recording this podcast. If you want to get me in your life, then the best way is to work with me at thevipmealplan.com. If you build in a couple of easy meals or backup plans for the days that are just stress where life is happening, this helps. Even if you're going to a box meal, even if you're doing that out of one day of the week and the rest of the week that you've meal planned, okay, or you don't happen to have any meal plan or you haven't defrosted the meat for the day and you only have a meal plan, meaning that a meal that was pre-bought at the store, that's all right. Goal is to reduce your sodium. I mean, that might increase it for one day, but you can still track how much you've got over the 2,300 milligrams that we're recommended to have per day. That will probably come around 300 to 400 milligrams of sodium, depending on what you eat. But you can check on the label. You can check on your tracking if you're tracking your macros just for that alone. If you want to track your macros just to see how much sodium you're eating and how much nutrition you're getting from meals, etc., you can do so many different things when it comes to meal planning. But before we veer off into unknown territories even further, let me just recap what we talked about today. Understanding meal planning. We got on the same page what meal planning really means. It's not just about deciding what to eat. It's about organizing the decisions of what to eat ahead of time. Checking your calendar like you check your bank balance. You've got to check it. Payday planning is the best time, one of the best times to do it. Seasons, You can do your meal planning in seasons according to the seasons. So if you're somebody who likes jicama, if it's in season for you, you might want to have that instead of potatoes. You can choose whichever you want to do as fits you, your body, and your season. Before the grocery run, that was the no-brainer. You've got to have a plan. The clue is in the name, my friends. Night before, if you're somebody who wants to plan, rather than planning for the whole week, if that's too overwhelming for you, then you can plan the night before. Remember, you heard it here first, okay? And also being flexible, because life happens. And sometimes, hello, you just want what you want, and this is your goal. Not everyone's goal is the same as mine, where they want to cut out fast food forever, ever, out of their life. That's me, because it has taken too much of my life for 20 years, and it's now time, it's got to go. So, when is the best time to meal plan? Well, to be honest, it looks like it's a mix of knowing your schedule, understanding how much you have in terms of money and time, tuning into the seasons, and then keeping your lifestyle in mind. So many of us want to upheaval our whole life and do things because a diet said so, or Sister Sally over there is doing it, and we forget our body don't run like Sally's. Okay, we got to do what works for us. It's personal. Just like your diet should. I can't really sing, I promise you. Just like your diet should be, it's personal. And here's to making meal planning work for you, not the other way around. If you've dieted and you're fed up of dieting, come over to this side of the internet and the world where we're going to make it happen. My point here is meal planning is unique, just like you are. You and I don't have the same, we might have the same very similar body shape, but the internal is going to be very different. But if you're somebody who wants to make meal planning work, you got to do these things. It's personal, just like your diet should be. But my friends, I can't wait to catch you in another episode. Don't forget to share this with a sister friend who needs to hear this. And you talk about losing weight. You talk about your postpartum belly. You talk about fat loss. You talk about how your husband can lose weight. And yet you still have got your postpartum belly 5 years later and you're not having kids. Turn them to all of those girlfriends that you have this conversation with. And let's actually make meal planning doable. Have parties with the families, share foods, share the recipes, go to the website, download the recipes, download the toolkit, download all the things, and let's make this happen. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.